Hi everyone, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Bill.
I'm Jenny.
So, Jenny, do you read the newspaper?
No, not very often. I usually read news on the internet.
Good idea. How about comic books? Do you read comic books?
Yes, some of them, but why do you ask all these questions?
Well, today we are going to talk about paper, and I was thinking,What did people do? What did they read before they had the internet or paper?
Good question. 好问题耶。我们现在用纸呢都用得非常的习惯非常的理所当然了。都没有想过说哎以前没有纸的时候到底是如何过生活的呢
Right, let's take a look at today's reading, and we'll learn all about the different ways we use paper in our lives.
Paper, making new out of old. Reading A.
What would life be like without paper? There would be no money or newspapers. You couldn't even read your favorite comic book. Paper has thousands of uses. You don't just write on it.You can also make it into hats, jackets, or umbrellas. Paper is all around us.
Now, in the first part of our reading today, we ask a question. It says, What would life be like without paper?Now, without here is an easy word to understand, right? If you have something, you can say that that thing is with you. Like my pen, I have it, my pen is with me. So, out means you go out, like out a door. So, without, well, put those ideas together and it means you don't have it. So, what would life be like if we didn't have paper?
Right.So, 这边我们看到这个 without 这个介系词就是没有什么东西。那后面呢你可以加名词啊或者是动名词。那比方说你说诶我们人呢没有办法没有这个氧气过生活你就可以说 We cannot live without air. We cannot live without air. 那在这里呢第一个问题就是说诶如果 without paper 没有纸的话，我们生活到底会变成怎么样呢 ？So what do you think life would be like without paper?
Well, we wouldn't have money. We wouldn't have newspapers. It says that in our reading. And you couldn't even read your favorite comic book. Now, your favorite something.Means the one you like the best, right? And comic books, we all know, they're books that tell a story with pictures. Usually, a very strong super people, right?
这里呢，我们看到了 favorite, 它是一个形容词，就是最喜欢的。比方说呢 ,my favorite food is fruit. 我最喜欢的食物呢，就是水果。那另外呢我们看到了这个 comic book 就是漫画书的意思。那 comic 这个字呢它是一个形容词是连环漫画的或者是呢喜剧的滑稽的意思。来这里呢他说到诶如果没有纸的话呢我们就没有这个钱啊没有办法做钱啊或者是像报纸啊也没有办法看自己最喜欢的漫画书诶。
Now our reading goes on to explain that paper has thousands of uses.Now, when we use the word thousands here in that way, thousands of something, it means there are many, many of that thing. I mean, think about it. Thousand, 1,000 is a big number, right? Thousands is many thousands of something. So thousands of uses.Just means a lot of ways to use a thing.
这里呢我们看到了 thousands of 这个片语 thousands of something 就是数千的什么东西就是很多很多的意思。那 thousand 这个字呢就是千。那这里呢他说呢 Oh, paper has thousands of uses. So, you have many ways to use paper, right?
Right. Uses here means the way you can use a thing. So we're saying there are many different ways to use paper because it has many different uses.
这里呢我们看到了 use 这个字它是当作名词是用途的意思当然呢它也可以当作动词就是使用那在这里呢它是说到说诶纸张有 thousands of uses 有数千种用途就是有很多很多种用途的意思那我们再举别的例子比方说呢你就可以说诶像水啊就有很多用途你就可以说 Oh, water has a lot of different uses, right?
Right, you can, let's see, drink water, of course.
Mm-hmm. And you can water your plant.
Right, you can wash things with water.
And you can even...
throw water on your friend.
Yes, but that's not a very good example.
You can swim in water.
Right. 好了，那看看水就有这么多不同的用途，那纸张也是咯。那比方说呢，you can write things down on paper, right?
That's right. You can also make it into so many things. Hats, jackets, or umbrellas. When you make something into something, make A into B...It means that you change that thing. It started as A, or it was just paper, then it changes into B, into a hat, a jacket, or an umbrella.
这里呢我们看到了 make A into B, 就是把 A 呢做成 B. 比方说呢你说诶像纸张啊也可以做成杯子或盘子。Paper can be made into cups or plates, right?
That's right.Let's take a break and we'll come back with more A-plus English.
Paper, making new out of old. Reading B.
Modern paper was first made in China 2,000 years ago. Before that, people had to pass on their culture in different ways. Some people shared their stories by word of mouth. Others wrote on animal bones or tree bark. Just imagine how heavy those books would be.
From today, not from the past. Mm-hmm. In our reading, it says modern paper was first made in China 2,000 years ago. So this means the kind of paper we use today was first made long ago in China.
这里呢我们看到了 modern 这个字它就是现代的或是当代的意思它是一个形容词那跟它相对的当然就是 old 古老的老旧的那这句话是说呢我们现代用的纸当代这个纸呢最早就是在2000年前的中国被制造出来的那是谁制造的呢我们都有在历史上学过就是蔡伦呢他发明了纸但是在那之前 What did people use to write something down?
Well, before that, people had to pass on their culture in different ways. That's what our reading says.Now, let's put that sentence into two parts. First, pass on means that you send an idea on to other people, maybe your children or your children's children. So, when you pass something on, or when you want to pass on a thing, it means, well, you move that thing through time and from person to person.
这里呢我们看到了 pass on 这个片语就是传递那你可以传递一些文化传统比较抽象的或者是呢传递东西都可以举例来讲呢你可以说哦，把这本书传下去给另外一个人你就可以说 please pass on the book to the next person 你把它传下去给另外一个人那在这里呢他是说呢诶以前的人还没有纸怎么办呢他们就必须要用不同的方式来传递他们的 culture. Now, what does culture mean?
Well, culture is basically all of the things that make a group of people different from other groups of people, like the music And the clothes, maybe the food. So it kind of means the style of a group of people. Like here in Taiwan, there's definitely a culture that I like a lot because of the great food and music. All the good things that make Taiwan, Taiwan are a part of Taiwan culture.
这边呢我们看到了 culture 这个字它是一个名词就是文化的意思那这句话就是说哦，人们以前呢就要用不同的方式来把文化传递下去那接下来句子就说诶你要用什么方式呢 For example You can pass on the culture by word of mouth Does that mean that they pass things on by telling stories to their children or grandchildren?
That's right It kind of means the wordsmove from one person to the next using people's mouths, not writing things down. So, before paper, we had the stories people would share by word of mouth, by telling stories.
这里的呢 word of mouth 就是嘴巴的语言就是什么呢其实就是口语那在没有纸张之前呢只好 pass things on by word of mouth 只好口语相传了那在这里呢我们也看到了 share 这个字 they share their story so what does share mean?
Well here it just means that I have a story and I give it to you like if we shared some food I wouldn't keep all the food I would give you someSo, if I share a story with you, I tell you the story, and now we both know it.
这边呢看到了 share 这个动词就是分享的意思。那你可以说 share something with somebody, 就是跟某个人分享某个事物。比方说呢有一些人可能就跟自己的兄弟姐妹分享共用一个房间 share a room with brothers or sisters. But it's a good thing to share things, right?
Right.Now, we know some people told their stories. Others would write their stories down on bones or tree bark. What is bark? Well, bark is like the skin of a tree. It's on the outside, usually kind of a dark brown.
这里呢我们看到了 bark 这个字它是一个名词就是树皮的意思当然我们以前有学过狗的吠叫也可以用到 bark 这个字那这里讲到了在没有纸之前怎么办呢你可以口语相传或者是呢把东西写在 animal bone 上面动物的骨头上面或者是 tree bark 树皮上面
Well let's take a look at today's word power wordsPower.
Now, you know, it's word power time, and I have a very good sentence.
Okay.
A plus cannot be without word power.
I agree, because it's our first word today. Without. Without.
Without, 这个介系词呢，就是没有的意思。
Men cannot live without water.
人呢没有水是活不下去的好渴哦、
Use
它是动词名词同一个字不过在这里呢是个名词用途的意思
There are many uses for old newspapers Like making paper balls and throwing them at people
Or paper airplanes 所以说旧报纸呢是有很多用途的可是不要用来丢人。
Modern
是个形容词哦，摩登的，现代的。
Computers are important to modern people.
对现代人而言呢，电脑是很重要的。Email, the internet,
girls. I'm just kidding. Here's our last word or phrase of the day. It's word of mouth. Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, 这个片语啊是口碑口耳相传的意思。
People know that restaurant by word of mouth. It must be good.
人们呢借由口耳相传的方式哦而得知那一家餐厅
Pizza, ice cream,
fish, cheesecake,
everything.
We should go to that restaurant.
Let's go, but you guys stay and learn some more English.
keep in mind.
In the reading, we see the sentence, you don't just write on it. Now, there are many ways to use the word write.
Write. 所以我们就来聊一下 write 这个动词跟它有关的片语。
So, we can say write somebody. Now, that doesn't mean write on somebody. That just means write a letter to somebody.
是,我们这里看到 write somebody, 它其实又等于 write to somebody, 也就是写信给某人,而不是在某人身上写字。
Right. We can also say write in color. And that means you write in that color, using that color. So, I'm writing in red.
Right. 这里呢,我们看到 write in, 然后什么颜色都可以。Write in 什么颜色就是以什么颜色来写字 So I am writing in red 红笔嘛
We can also say write down Now this means you hear something And you write what you hear on a piece of paper
Write down Write down 这个动词片语就是抄下来的意思 Like what I'm doing
Right, if you see something too You can also write it down
Paper, making new out of old.
What would life be like without paper? There would be no money or newspapers. You couldn't even read your favorite comic book. Paper has thousands of uses. You don't just write on it.You can also make it into hats, jackets, or umbrellas. Paper is all around us. Modern paper was first made in China 2,000 years ago. Before that, people had to pass on their culture in different ways.Some people shared their stories by word of mouth. Others wrote on animal bones or tree bark. Just imagine how heavy those books would be.
Welcome to Review Time. 那么话说呢，两千年前哦，纸是还没有被发明的。Man 呢会给你三个句子，请你在有可能发生的句子前面打个勾。
Okay, here's the question. What was life like before there was paper?
Number one.
There were no newspapers.
当时是没有报纸的。That's right, there was no paper.
Of course.
Check.
Number two, people learned stories by reading books.
人们透过呢阅读书的方式来得知一些故事。That's not true, there was no paper.
That's right, so there were no books.
No check.
Number three, people wrote on animal bones.
人们在兽骨动物的骨头上写字 That's true, there was no paper
Okay,
check Hope you did very well We'll see you next time
Fun with phrases Pass on
Pass on.
Wow! You can hide in a small box.
My teacher passed on that skill to me.
And you are good at playing with balls.
Yeah, my father passed that on to me.
You can stand on a ball, too?
Yeah, and no one passed it on to me. I learned it by myself.
That's cool. Can you pass on those skills to me?
Sure.
Ouch! You fell down. I don't want you to pass that on to me.
Okay, our last animal idiom of the month. Now, this one is about birds.
It says, free as a bird. Well, I don't know. I have a bird at home, and he lives in a cage. He's not really too free.
Oh, well, I guess that's different because that's a pet bird. But most birds, they can fly wherever they want to. So we say that they are very free.
If something is free, it means it can do whatever it wants. So, you know, you can imagine a bird just flying from tree to tree, maybe going on a special trip all over Taiwan because it's free. It can do anything it wants.
Right. So if we say that a person is as free as a bird, or I feel as free as a bird,That just means you feel great. You feel like you can do anything.
That's right. You have nothing holding you down, you know, nothing stopping you from doing anything you want. It's sort of like maybe you're doing this special job at your work or something like that. And as soon as you're done, you say, wow, I feel as free as a bird. There's nothing stopping you. It's sort of like you can spread your own wings and fly and do anything you want.
It's a great feeling.Now, here is our example sentence. After my exams were over, I was as free as a bird.
Wow, I can imagine that. I know children in Taiwan have a lot of exams. You just have to study and study and study. You're not too free. You always have to go home and thinking about your exams and things like that. Well, once your exams are over or done, you're as free as a bird.Until the next exam, but that time in the middle, you don't have to worry about it.
Right. It's good to have free time, time when you don't have a lot of things to do. So, Siobhan, what do you like to do when you are as free as a bird?
I love to come and talk about animal idioms. They're my favorite thing, talking about things like free as a bird and chickened out.Well, I've had a great time with the animal idioms this month.
So have I. I hope that all of our listeners learned our useful animal idioms, and you can use them in your everyday conversation.